Hi, I'm Marcus Jones, Chief Digital Officer at Premier, which produces this podcast and many others. Like you, I love listening to these amazing podcasts. I also love hearing about the people who are impacted by them, like Sheila from Cheshire. Sheila's parents were both sick and she was going through a difficult time taking care of them. But she started listening to Premier's podcasts and God spoke to her through them with just the right thing she needed to hear at just the right moment. She felt reassured that God had it in hand and that her parents would be safe. It's incredible to know how important these podcasts are to so many. But they are listener funded, which means we need your support to keep them going for people like Sheila. This week we come to the end of our financial year with our funding need yet to be met. Would you consider a donation today to help us reach more people like Sheila with hope and encouragement through our podcasts? Give your gift today at premier.plus/donate. That's premier.plus/donate. Thank you.
Hello, this is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. Autumn fast approaches. Time to scarify the lawn again, to cut and remove the debris like moss and thatch. The blades that pluck out this debris also aerate the lawn, encouraging fresh growth. Last autumn I failed to scarify. When the leaves fell, bad weather stopped me clearing them, increasing the debris. So last spring there was a lot of spongy moss rising through my lawn. This holds moisture and suffocates the grass. So there was much work to do in spring. So much, in fact, that I burned out the motor of my excellent electric scarifier. I got hold of a manual one to finish my spring activity and have now invested in a petrol scarifier which won't burn out. And for the environmentally conscious, I only burn clean fuel. Last spring, this process produced 10 bags of unwanted debris from my lawn. Initially, the grass was streaked with brown tramlines where the scarifier's blades had cut deep into the lawn's surface. As I scarified, I reflected how this process matched my own life's walk with God. Looking out across the lawn, you would never assume that a large part of the greenery was in fact damaging the lawn, preventing new growth, suffocating good grass, and creating a spongy, water-retaining membrane across the lawn, which encouraged the garden to flood in bad weather. I compared this with my own life, apparently ordered and subject to God's leadership, yet in fact mixed with the good was an ever-increasing amount of debris. This was debris that it was easy to ignore. Effective, practical leadership and discipleship demands I closely scrutinize my life, my behaviors and my thought patterns. It's all too easy for me to become drawn into the warp and weft of life and fail to see how by fractions of a degree I slowly change course. No longer following God, I drift towards serving my own ambitions and satisfying my felt desires. It's not easy to spot these minuscule navigational adjustments until I am confronted with possible disaster, such as running aground. Then I seek to make rapid adjustments, but the work required and the position I'm in presents a very small window for error correction. I'm also shocked at just how much junk the scarifier removes from my lawn. For a few weeks, the grass looks messy and uncared for. Well, it has experienced some ruthless treatment. However, without such treatment, it would disappear entirely. When looking at houses before settling on the oratory, we looked round one very sweet house. However, step into their back garden and it was like stepping onto a sponge. The lawn had been replaced by a thick bed of moss which squelched beneath our feet. I'd rather suffer the scarifying blades and keep my life spiritually vibrant and close to God. As we enter into the God space today, keeping close to God is always a battle. The foes are more often unnoticed, yet unsightly. You need to identify, then address, and finally pull up the debris that grows in your life for fear of losing the garden God has planted in your heart.
Thank you.
Amen. There's much debris last spring, and that scarifying took around 8 hours, and that's before the motor blew. Vigilance is my watchword for my life in God. Please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope and follow along with these daily meditations at home. Join me this Sunday for Premier Life, where we celebrate God's love with worship, prayer, and one of your own wonderful testimonies, as well as for Be Still and Know throughout the week. But for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.
Hi, I'm Marcus Jones, Chief Digital Officer at Premier, which produces this podcast and many others. Like you, I love listening to these amazing podcasts. I also love hearing about the people who are impacted by them, like Sheila from Cheshire. Sheila's parents were both sick and she was going through a difficult time taking care of them. But she started listening to Premier's podcasts and God spoke to her through them with just the right thing she needed to hear at just the right moment. She felt reassured that God had it in hand and that her parents would be safe. It's incredible to know how important these podcasts are to so many. But they are listener funded, which means we need your support to keep them going for people like Sheila. This week we come to the end of our financial year with our funding need yet to be met. Would you consider a donation today to help us reach more people like Sheila with hope and encouragement through our podcasts? Give your gift today at premier.plus/donate. That's premier.plus/donate. Thank you.